Collective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare and the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Everybody, welcome back to the Revolution in the Morning show, 8 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, bringing you the truth, the news, and the information that the mainstream bullshit machine just won't send you. They'll feed you a load of horse shit. They'll twist your mind. They'll put you in a spin cycle that'll make you so dizzy you can't even stand up. So if you're watching ABC, NBC, CBS, and even fake Fox News, well, guess what? You wouldn't know the truth because you've had your head stuck where the sun doesn't shine. So good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in to Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported station in the world, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. We're streaming around the world on iTunes and talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, just a few of the more than 30 streaming services and apps that carry Revolution Radio. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you want the truth that hasn't been filtered through corporate editors, liberal brains, and other wordsmiths that essentially change the truth by changing the words in their news stories. So I hope y'all are having a great day. I don't even see if I'm on air here. Let me see real quick. So I hope you're having a great day. Let's connect here to and see real quick. Where is it at? There it is. Yeah, it's early. It's a Wednesday morning. I'm usually up and down and in around and everything else. Yep. Looks like the streams are going out there and we're getting a good connection so far. Now sometime today, My internet service provider is going to come out and check my connection since it's been popping in and out, you know, 10 to 15, 20 times yesterday. And that's okay. Hey, May. Oh, man. Baking brownies with salted caramel swirl. Oh, gosh. Yeah, just with some coffee in the morning. Yeah, okay, all right. Hey, so good morning, everybody. That's the Basement 5 and the Blasphemous Buddha. And Noreen just timed out of the chat room, I see. Spread Love 911. Hey, how you doing there, my friend? There's May Street 139 and Omega Logos from Down Under, along with Spread Love. I believe he's living in Australia. Is it 8 a.m. over there or 8 p.m. over there? Somewhere in there. So, yeah, Eddie Van Halen, dead. Oh, wow. Johnny Nash, wow, dies at age 80. Eddie Van Halen passed away yesterday, age 65 from cancer. Sucks, doesn't it? Hey, good morning, Gino. I hope you're having a great day. There's Rockstar Hair and Batsman. They were in the chat room a little earlier. So Wednesdays are usually a little slow. So let's get the flow going and let's get the news articles opened up here. Because remember, Revolution Radio, where the truth never sleeps, where we bring you the truth that the world really doesn't, they don't want you to hear it, do they? They really don't. They don't want you to know what is going on. Because if you did, you would be raising hell. It would be whites and blacks together working to overthrow this political scum, globalists and all, that have taken over our government. Taken over it. They have. They've used their bureaucratic power to seize America by the canards. They've had it longer than you realize, at least since H.W. Bush, and probably coming straight out of World War II with the formation of the OSS, or the OSS being transformed into the CIA, that those that were trying to assassinate Roosevelt. Or did you forget about that? Did you forget about the businessman's plot? That the corporate bastards were never put down because they were the oligarchs in the country at the time. And they needed them for the industrial power for World War II. Yeah. General Smedley Butler exposed their plot. More than $30 million in 1930s money pledged by big corporations to overthrow the president of the United States of America and make him a fascist, a figurehead in a fascist government. Yeah. It's crazy, but that's what the businessmen in the United States tried to do. Unlike today, if you watching the political spectrum as billionaires, you know, attempt to overthrow our duly elected President Donald Trump. Lots of news and information coming out on that end of the spectrum as I have been discussing it here on Revolution Radio. Oh, we got a little scratchy there, don't we?
Yeah, here, kitty. Get the hell out. Get out, kitty.
Well, there's one critter out the house, or out the door, out the room, out the studio. We got two more laying in here under the desk. But yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the news, because it's really damn creepy what we got going on here. Facebook has banned QAnon across all its platforms and has essentially banned the letter Q. Facebook, believing that it can control the minds of the people, the same way ABC, NBC, CBS, and fake Fox News does. They try to limit the information that you get, so you're just a dumbass that doesn't know any better. This is the manufactured society that we live in today. We live in a controlled disinformation world where in 2016, the media was exposed as being a bunch of lying shills for Hillary. The 500 plus media organizations that endorsed Hillary Clinton effectively worked as marketing agents for the crooked bitch. And if you don't think Hillary Clinton is a crooked, rotten, treasonous son of a bitch, well, where is your head? Because it's stuck up your ass so far, I'll bet you see tonsils. There is no justice in America when Donald Trump is subject to the attempted lawfare coup committed by the United States government, committed by Traitor 44 Barack Obama, who I have said will be impeached. We're looking at times that are, well, where a constitutional crisis is, well, I'm probably the least of your worries. We're looking at a time when the previous president, Barack Obama, had information that Hillary Clinton had initiated a plan to use Russia collusion and Putin as a false flag attack on Donald J. Trump in an attempt to, well, let's just say, dissuade people from looking at her email scandal. Because, well, she sold herself as Secretary of State. She was the prostitute of state. That was Hillary Clinton's last official title in the Obama administration. Prostitute of state. Of course, since Hillary Clinton was selling everything and taking a cut, Joe Biden and his family went to work on the government dime. But we have to understand that these longtime professional political whores have been swinging deals, and their families have essentially been taking bribes for 20 years or more. This is why Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein and other, you know, other politicians that have been in Congress so long, they're nothing but a fossilized turd. They believe that it's a pay-to-play system. It is. They get donations. And then everything falls off the table, and their brother, their uncle, their cousin, their son, their daughter gets a sweetheart deal for a job that they're not even qualified for. Yeah. Joe Biden stood in front of America and lied through his pie hole the other day during the debate. The fact checkers from the loony liberal media have yet to even mention the Hunter Biden $80,000 bribe, which he even admits was a bribe, and how Burisma has claimed to have paid the Vice President of the United States of America a $900,000 bribe. This is testimony in a Ukrainian court trial, where executives of Burisma have admitted to paying a bribe to the Vice President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. They also hired his son, Hunter, and John Kerry's son, and others. They greased the political wheels, and they hit all the right notes and everything you do disappears. Just like Hillary Clinton's crimes. Just like James Comey's crimes. Just like Andy McCabe and Pete Strzok's crimes. The crimes against the American people committed by the CIA, the FBI, these sons of bitches, including Gina Haspel, current CIA leader, and Christopher Wray, these sons of bitches should be indicted for obstruction of justice yesterday. In fact, I implore any federal prosecutor that has any balls to indict these assholes on obstruction of justice. Clearly, our elected political officials don't have the guts or the backbone, or they're just scared little shitties who are going around collecting as much money as they can before they slide out the door to the rest of the prosperity of their life, because they've been proven to be a sellout, to be pliable, to be bought like a $2 prostitute on any street corner. Yeah. Meanwhile, Stormy Daniels and Melania Trump are having words back and forth. Of course, Melania Trump's alleged friend. I say alleged friend because why would you secretly record somebody who's your friend and then stab them in the back with it? Yeah. Of course, Melania Trump can be heard on a tape calling Stormy Daniels just a hooker, or a prostitute hooker, or something along those lines. And hey, everybody knows Stormy Daniels is a hoe. She's a whore. She's a stripper, and she's an escort. Yeah, she escorts men's penises to wherever they need them to go. That's what Stormy Daniels escorts. I don't know where in the hell the rest of you have been. Meanwhile, Stormy Daniels has accused Melania of selling her pussy and her soul. Ah, jeez. Talk about a cat fight. Yeah, one is classless, and one has class. Now, I'll let you decide, you know, who is who, but it's certainly certain that Stormy Daniels has no class. Hey, how's Stormy? Just wanted to ask, how's that lawyer Michael Avante doing? I haven't seen anything either on his presidential aspirations either. So, yeah. It's the craziness and the idiocracy of it, right? Let's see. St. Louis couple indicted after waving guns at protesters. It took a little while, but I believe it's a St. Louis prosecutor, Kim Gardner, went to the grand jury and now has brought charges against the McCloskeys. Of course, the McCloskeys, Mark and Patricia, lawyers, were indicted and charged with arrest after big lying Marxist asshole scumbags broke down their gate, trespassed on their land, threatened to murder them, threatened to turn their bedroom into a toilet, I guess is a good description, and burn their house down. Yeah, no shit. Kim Gardner stabbing the average homeowner, the average person, American, in the back. Of course, she has said they charged the couple, or the Gardner, a Democrat, charged a George Soros psychophant, charged the couple with felony unlawful use of a weapon. She said the display of guns risked bloodshed at what she called an otherwise peaceful protest. Listen, you'd have a flaming building in the background. And these effing retarded lawyers, or I should say prosecutors, are saying, well, it's a mostly peaceful protest. First, the protest was hardly peaceful. They came onto a private street after knocking over an iron gate and ignoring a no trespassing sign and said they felt threatened. Oh, yeah. Watkins accused, said accusations against the McCluskeys are effectively demonstrating the highest degree of ineptitude and any inappropriate behavior from Gardner's office. The truth is, Kim Gardner is a scumbag. She should be held responsible for people who she drops charges on, and then they go out and commit another crime shortly after that, letting arsonists and thugs and assault and battery and other crimes just go unpunished. Kim Gardner's prosecutor in St. Louis effectively rubber stamps looting and scooting. The truth is, the protesters said they feared being injured due to Patricia McCluskey's finger being on the trigger, coupled with their excited demeanor. Nine people in the protest were charged with misdemeanor trespassing, but the city councilors later dropped the charges. These so-called prosecutors that are supposed to be holding up the law have shown a direct indifference, direct discrimination, and directly targeting the McCluskeys while letting actual crimes go unpunished. She should be removed from office. Of course, Kim Gardner has forgiven, or dismissed, without chance of bringing them back. Right? They didn't just null process them where they can bring them back. They just completely dismissed the charges, probably with prejudice, because the prosecutor's office won't even prosecute these looting, trespassing scumbags. So Kim Gardner is effectively part of the system that James Comey and low rent Loretta Lynch and that dipshit Eric Holder and the rest of the dumbass liberals belong to. It's this two-tiered system. If you're white and if you're a conservative and the liberals don't like you, you will have every law that is thrown at you be charged, and you will be, you know, prosecuted to the full extent of their law. However, if you're one of their black shirts and brown shirts, if you doing the work of George Soros or some other Marxist-leaning entity, or if you're a KKK Klantifa scumbag who has dressed yourself all in black so they can't identify you. In Virginia, those are crimes. And I would be willing to bet that there are crimes associated with that in most states. They are in California, Washington, and Oregon. But once again, the police and others do not enforce the law. If they enforce the law, that would be different. But just as in Portland, Oregon, KKK Klantifa and the big lying Marxists can do anything they want, and their charges are dismissed or thrown out of court post haste. They can commit arson and be released within an hour of being arrested. However, if you're a Proud Boy, which is not a racist hate group, it has been said to be a racist hate group, but I really don't think they are. They're just white Christians trying to stand up for themselves. And at the same time, then they are tagged as being the violent assholes, when clearly what we do know is that it is KKK Klantifa and the big lying Marxists and the rest of these retarded liberals that believe that they can use violence in an effort to silence speech they don't like. Hey, guys, fudge you. You can go jump off a damn cliff into a lake. I hope you can swim. But I'm not going to shut up just because you asked me to. In fact, that just means you have to step out there even more. If you've noticed, since everybody in the world realizes that the BLM and the KKK Klantifa are Democrat organizations, that they have been wiped off the news cycle by the media. I still believe these things are happening. And I'm sure there are still jackasses and liberals, or actually, I guess that's redundant, isn't it, in Portland and places still, trying to burn down federal office buildings and other stuff, trying to create anarchy wherever they can. Yeah. Funny, it all disappeared from the news cycle. Hey, we'll be back. There's the station promotions for more shows and other stuff here on Revolution Radio. Come on down. We'll be back.
You. If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind, with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Looking good, looking good. Hi, I am looking good. Hello, folks. Karl Marx here. I was just taking some selfies. I look particularly good today. The humidity is just right for my hair. One more. Okay, two more. Ah, wunderbar. Looking good, Karl.
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen, with host Zen Garcia. at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeah! Good morning. Welcome back. It's this Revolution in the Morning show, Monday through Friday. Come on down and get woke as you wake up in the morning. Get your coffee. Have a great day. God bless you. Remember, every day is a new day to start anew, to start again. And so if you feel like you failed yesterday, hey, the sun came up. Today is another day to try again. Never stop trying. Never stop, ladies and gentlemen. You always rebound. Rebound and bounce higher than you were before. Remember what you've learned. Okay, and apply that to lessons in the future of your life. Meanwhile, Hurricane Delta roared ashore on the Yucatan Peninsula as a Category 2 hurricane, making landfall on today, an extremely dangerous Category 2, of course. Well, no kidding. Really? Yeah, 110 sustained mile-an-hour winds or 175 kilometers an hour. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said satellite imagery and radar data from Cuba and the surface observations in Mexico indicate that the center of Delta struck land near Puerto Morelos around 5:30 a.m. this morning. Quintela Roo, Governor Carlos Jonquin, warned residents and tourists it's a strong, powerful hurricane. He's considered a good sign that Delta had weakened a bit late Tuesday and said the area hadn't seen a storm like it since 2005. Delta increased strength by 80 miles an hour in 24 hours prior, and top gusts were reaching 145 miles an hour. And for you over there using the metric system, that's 230 kilometers per hour before it weakened as it neared shore. Forecasters warn that it's still an extremely dangerous storm and is expected to push water levels up from 9 to 13 feet. Up to 4 meters with large and dangerous waves as the storm pushes the water ahead of it, or as it is, the wind does. Anyway, they're expecting, they're expecting it to gather more strength and head looks like it's going to hit on the the arch, I guess, of the Louisiana boot between, the Texas border and New Orleans, somewhere in there. So from the heel to the arch under Louisiana, that's going down there. Probably, 50 to 170 miles west of New Orleans. Hard for me to judge how many miles that is across there. I'm not real familiar with that territory down there. But it's another storm coming in, and it's going to go across the Gulf of Mexico and gather strength. So it could easily be a Category 3, or I believe, as I said the other day, a Category 4, albeit just on the edge of Category 4, an upper level category 3, a lower level category 4 is a good possibility for this storm as it now heads towards the American Gulf Coast. Let's see, BLM, you know, the big lying Marxists who claim to be worrying about black lives, has said that claims that Joe Biden is part of a violent white supremacist system. A violent white supremacist system. Well, everybody shouldn't understand that Joe Biden has always been a racist. And, you know, one of his friends and Hillary's friends, you know, Mr. Byrd from West Virginia. Yeah, you know, the, one of the head cluckers at one time. So, yeah. Now, what I would say is that Black Lives Matters is nothing more than a Marxist hate group that is an extension of the Democrat Party, and the it's a covert KKK operation in reverse run by the Democrat Party. Let's be honest, the Marxists and the socialists in the Democrat Party have essentially taken over and impacted the party to the point where, you know, the party is so desperate. It's so desperate, number one, to get its power back from Donald Trump. Number two, the problem is they've created all these revolutionaries in America. You know, this educational system that we're in has created revolutionaries. They've taught kids how to revolt against the system or somewhat, right? Well, what Democrats are now finding out and what they're now finally realizing, that the mainstream party machine that wanted to maintain the two-party power structure so they could continue the left-right march into this dystopian future, because, you know, what the left can't get done by using social media, social mining, and their social justice armies, what they can't get done, you see the so-called patriot arm of the Republican Party that essentially pushes a surveillance style dystopian future, and the Democrats and their revolutionaries will not stop, just as the people on the right will not stop. They will not stop trying to get a game up in the power structure of the U.S., which means that they have to manipulate, they have to change laws that they don't like, they have to try to overthrow the Constitution, which is one of the few things that has been standing in the way of loony liberalism, which is more of akin to a social communism under a fascist social injustice system. And it is social injustice, because all of these people that are claiming of these injustices are injustices that they built, that the black community itself created this shitstorm, because they have been conned into being victims. That's right. If you're a minority, you're a victim. You can't be a racist, shit, lying scumbag, but you could. You are, in the reality of the truth. But because of your so-called social status, you believe you can't. Well, tough shit, haul ass, whatever. Trump's move to and the stimulus talks baffles Wall Street and Washington. Donald Trump has said, screw it. The Democrats are using the stimulus to try to get trillions more dollars that the country can't afford to spend for dead broke Democrat states, for dead broke Americans who believe, who ignorantly believe it's the government's job to make sure that they can get a job or that they have a job available or whatever. People wonder why their government has been so screwed up and has its head screwed on sideways and backwards. And, well, it's really hard telling what clock position is in half the day. It's because government has tried to become everything to everybody. And now it essentially has become nothing to anyone. Even the people who have bribed Congress. Even those who run the political parties are whining and crying that they're not getting enough gravy from the train. That's part of the problem. It's not the government's job. The government's job is to ensure you have equal opportunity. Look, if you screw it up, it's not my fault. It's your fault. You better look a lot closer to home when you start talking shit about, well, Donald Trump didn't do this and this discrimination and that discrimination, and I can't perform as good as that other person over there. Well, no, who's excuse me. No shit. Hey, I wish I could shoot basketball, you know, and dunk the ball like Michael Jordan. But my fat ass can't. Okay, I can't. I couldn't even if I was in tip-top shape. Come even close to the skill of Michael Jordan. Maybe what we should do is to make Shaq, the Shit Shaq show, and the National Bootlickers of America. Maybe what they should be forced to do is to hire shorter people. Because tall people, well, you know, listen, how can short people, you know, become basketball stars? We got to have equality because Black Lives Matters. Yeah, you know, the boot licking shit scumbag suckers kissing China's ass because there's money to be made in China. By the National Bootlickers of America, the NBA. And in fact, I don't give a shit and hoot if they all dry up and blow away. When your business model is essentially, you know, the only way you can really survive is being a social justice kiss ass. To kiss the ass of any group that is in the power seat right now. That has and the power to push and pull buttons. NASCAR, they lost me. Now, I live right near Martinsville Speedway. And, you know, I hadn't missed the race for 15 years at one point. Going twice a year. Parking way down by US 220 and humping it up to the racetrack. That's so, you know, when you leave, you go right out and drive right onto the highway to get the hell out. You don't get stuck in all the 40,000 cars that are parked out there. Yeah, they lost me when they started boot licking the BLM. And then Bubba Wallace with his so-called noose episode. They lost me. You know, it's amazing when you see these so-called professionals become essentially pussies overnight. They lose their backbone. They get jiggly and wiggly. And most of them are doing it for publicity and marketing. It's only so they don't get on the wrong side of something. By buckling to the mob, you've already put your ass on the wrong side of freedom. Donald Trump shutting down the stimulus talks. Everybody's wondering why. Because enough of the welfare for corporations. These people want, these people want to keep airline employees on the payroll. Look, if you're a business and you don't have the business, you don't borrow millions and billions of dollars to keep people on a job that you don't have a job for. You built your business, airlines, major department stores. They built a business model on an economy of scale. And it's dead. It's done. It's kaput. It's gone. And now, because these people are suffering, because of the business model that they use is no longer viable, they're requesting government bailouts as big as you can see. Where were the government bailouts for the mom and pop stores? For the mom and pop convenience stores? When they were pushed out by the economy of scale business model. Where were they when their businesses got destroyed? The truth is, these corporations built themselves a hollow business model that could crater at any minute. And the truth is, their profit margins are as of such that they need special tax breaks to make a profit first. The second of that would be they don't know how to adjust. They want to maintain their market share. They want to keep everything. And to do it, they want a government bailout. Just not no, but fudge no. Hell no. F no. None of these sons of bitches should be getting bailed out. They should do what other businesses do. Like a construction business. You lay people off, they collect unemployment, and then you bring them back when your business improves. Otherwise than that, it's just tough shit. You're shit out of luck. If you're running a hotel motel, I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but you know, you're pretty shafted. Or, ladies and gentlemen, restaurants. Not all restaurants everywhere. Many restaurants have come back to getting their business going again. This is one of the things that is going on, is that businesses will rebound. But those that have a business model that is failing should not be bailed out. Tens of millions of small businesses were crushed and killed by these giant business models. And here's the other piece of that. Just as the judge in Pennsylvania said, Judge Stickman said, what Pennsylvania did was it shut down small businesses and it let major corporations stay open. If you were a small mom and pop business selling appliances in your local community, you were forced to shut down. But Lowe's and Home Depot and other H.A.J. Meyer and other stores, right? They stayed open. And the small mom and pop stores were ordered shut by that dickhead governor, Tom Wolf, in Pennsylvania. you know, Tom Wolf's home county, York County, Pennsylvania, never even voted he didn't carry it in the election, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Okay. Yeah. But, you know, Trump halting the stimulus talks. When you keep throwing money at zombie and failed companies, there were companies that came out of bankruptcy, got tens of millions of dollars from the federal government, and then the next day they went back in bankruptcy. Why are you giving money to companies that have already gone bankrupt, come out of bankruptcy, and then went back in? It's criminal. It's all criminal money laundering. It's welfare for the richest people in the world. And they wonder why Main Street is still sucking air, why they can't get a break, while Main Street is still on its knees, you know, with their arms on the ground, you know, trying to push themselves up after being run over by government and COVID. Yeah, crazy stuff, isn't it? Really is. A T-Rex fossil sold for a record-breaking $31.8 million the other day. Christie's Auction House in New York City sold the specimen, I believe it was yesterday, $31.8 million for a nearly complete T-Rex by the name of Stan. That's right. Stan was found in South Dakota and is one of only of about 50 Tyrannosaurus Rex fossils that have been discovered and unearthed since 1902. The specimen of a T-Rex female called Sue, who was sold for $8.4 million in October of 1997. Wow, that's been a long time. So who knows when another T-Rex might come up on the auction block. Bidders from around the world bid the statue up and until the hammer came down, an offer of $27.5 million, to which is added, of course, a buyer's premium and commissions. The sale was organized in New York and with lines to Hong Kong and London where collectors were making calls. Stan stands 13 feet tall, 40 feet long, with puncture wounds in the skull and neck. Experts believe to show evidence of fights with fellow T-Rexes. He would have weighed in around the time when he was alive at 8 tons, some 67 million years ago. So Stan, that's right, Stan sold 67 million year old statue for a record $31.8 million. That includes the fees. Remember, the winning bid was $27.5 million. So, you know, wow, about $4.3 million in fees and what do they call that? Premiums added to the cost. Wow. Crazy, crazy stuff, isn't it? Julian Assange. You know, we only have a couple minutes to the break, but Julian Assange and the attack on Julian Assange is an attack on press freedom. The question is, why is the mainstream media largely ignoring it? Are they largely ignoring it because they have already been bought? They have already been weighed and measured. They have already been found to have been paid to play the propaganda of the government machine. Is it now a fact that the Mockingbird media of the MSM is completely controlled by the corporations who essentially are now controlling the pieces of our governments. And I say governments because I mean governments around the world. Yeah. Julian Assange case is a bellwether for freedom. CIA, former CIA director Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, is pushing this case along with the intelligence services. When the truth is, these are the people that are exposed and were exposed by what Julian Assange made public. God bless Julian. Immunity for Julian Assange is the only thing that we need today. God bless. Good day. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
Please, Dr. Mundi. Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The Ultimate Remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody see me? Mama!
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
And welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. It's the second hour. Come on down and listen. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Don't forget to post our links on your social media sites. Put in the call in to listen line, 605-468-4702. And tell everybody, come on down and give us a listen. So come on down, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You know, there's more than 80 hosts here that have mostly two-hour time slots that bring you the news and information, you know, conspiracies, actual news, let's see, paranormal to astral to universal, I guess, or if you prefer aliens. Or, you know, just news and information from around the world and points of view that you normally don't get in the mainstream corporate machine, which is all on the same page. Even Fox News reads from the same page. So come on down and join Revolution Radio. You know, become a Patreon member. There's a link right there at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. We are listener supported. We do not have commercial advertising. That's the wish and the dream of the founder, Mike Ringley. Mike passed away last year. You know, wow. Really sucks. I could imagine what Mike would be doing right now. probably wouldn't be, he might be held by the FBI by now. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, regardless, support Revolution Radio. 9 years and running in January will be the 10th anniversary of Revolution Radio. We're not going away. We've got millions of listeners from around the world. We've got world-class shows. And not one of us are paid here at Revolution Radio. The management team is all volunteer. The hosts come here. They aren't paid by us, and they don't pay us to put their shows on the air. You know, like in a supermarket, where the shelf space is sold. That's right. The shelf space is sold for you to put your for companies to put their products on there. And then everybody gets a cut on top of that. What? Did you know that? So yeah, support Revolution Radio. There's a direct donation there at the top. Of course, you can always send us something through snail mail. That address at the very bottom of the Revolution Radio website, it's 1793 North Eden Road, Allen, Michigan, 49227. So come on down to Revolution Radio and help us make a difference. We've made such a difference already. We were working to change the world, and we're waking people up in mass. So remember, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported station on the internet, around the world. So remember, where does the truth never sleep? It's here on Revolution Radio. So come on down and join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. We're streaming around the world on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're going out in the world in 30-plus streaming services and apps. So look for Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio A, and Studio B. we're normally we're around every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You'll find Revolution Radio. So remember to change the world and change your world. Get the information that you can use to do it with. Because if you listen to the same old song and dance, you're going to be flipping to the same tunes that got you where you are today. Well, things change, but they don't change, right? Here's something that is as rare as a unicorn. An ultra rare albino shark is the first ever caught off the coast of Britain. That's right. About 5 to 6 foot shark was caught by a fisherman. I want to look. Hopefully they put the little guy back. Jason Gillespie, 50, was deep sea fishing with his friends near the Isle of Wight when he caught the taupe shark, which was entirely white. It also appears to almost have a bluish, white eyeball. I always thought they were black for some reason. Anyway, the shark measured around 3 feet and is leucistic, a genetic condition, which means it's lost all its pigment in its skin. Under normal circumstances, Jason from Waterlooville, Hampshire, would have immediately released the shark. However, due to its unusual coloration, the shop fitter hauled this one on board so he could take snapshots before letting it go. Jason said, "I've been fishing for 30 years and I've never seen one like that. Apparently, it's a condition where the pigment dies out of the skin color." Wow, that's a hell of a thing, isn't it? So yeah, albinism, you know, is common through all of Mother Nature. And there are different, examples of that all around, including some right near my house where we have had albino deer, white-tailed deer that had been albino. And, of course, some that had been partially albino and white. There you go, baby. Come on. So, yeah, an albino shark. Wow. Now, and he even released it. That's, you know, kudos to him, putting it back in the sea so it can continue. Now, there are places where you can go and see some of these abnormalities where they've become normalized. There's a park or something up in the Northeast United States where they don't hunt the white-tailed deer, and they have a strain of genetics in that bloodline that has albinism in it, and it has produced a larger number than you would think of albino deer in that one park. And it's become a novelty, a genetic anomaly that doesn't, that doesn't last real long in Mother Nature. Meanwhile, let's see what other news and information we got going on here. I saw this the other day and I just cringed. Yes, and I was wondering who in the hell is using one of these damn things. Yes. Well, what they used to call that? The iron was it the Iron Maiden? Yeah, that's what it was called. Wasn't it the chastity belt in the old times? Did they call that the Iron Maiden? Well, anyway, fast forward to 2020, where a smart male chastity device, that's right, I didn't even know there was one available. A security flaw in an internet-connected male chastity device would allow hackers to remotely lock it, leaving users trapped. Researchers have warned. Of course, you know, digital butt plugs that can be controlled with apps. Of course, they've been hijacked. You can see that clear evidence whenever every time Adam Schiff stands for a press conference. I think some hacker is back there tripping his butt plug app. Anyway, so the product called the Cellmate, produced by Chinese firm Qui, is a cover with clamps on the base of the male genitals with a hardened steel ring and does not have a physical key or a manual override. Oh, that would be a no-no, huh? The locking mechanism is controlled with a smartphone via a Bluetooth app. Yes, marketed as both an anti-cheating and submission sex play device. However, security researchers have found multiple flaws, leaving it vulnerable to hacking. Yes, who would want an angle grinder down there near their junk trying to cut it off once it would be locked on by some hacker? Oh my God, what in the hell is the matter with people? Yeah, now remember, such smart sex toys and devices are, of course, among the new wave of the Internet of Things products, appliances introduced recent years that are all online and capable of being operated remotely. In 2017, a Canadian maker of a smart vibrator agreed to a multi-million-dollar settlement after it was sued for collecting sensitive user data, though it did not admit any wrongdoing. Hey, that's the other question. Does this device, how should we say it, keep count of how many erections a man might have had, and if he had a partial erection while some particular woman walked by, and would it automatically, I mean, you have to ask these questions, would it automatically, you know, send a text to your girlfriend? Your girlfriend let them know that their boyfriend's junk was on the rise or has risen? And the other question would be, is there an electronic probe for a not so smart electrical shock to, well, let's just say, to deflate said risen member? Boy, that would, no way in hell. Boy, put a cattle prod on your penis. No, that's okay. It's just because your wife doesn't trust you. Next thing you know, the court, you know, it's going to be court ordered for you to have that. Yes. To see. And if it goes up without your wife's presence, she can maybe put it on automatic. Oh, that wouldn't be good, would it? No. Anyway, God bless them all. Hey, good morning, Wally's there in the chat room. Blasphemous Buddha. There's Jer Bear 2 and Gino 2017. They're all on there. So I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Blasphemous Buddha put in a little joke. Why? Do you know why President Trump doesn't ever wear glasses? Because he's got 20/20. Yeah, that's a funny one. Hey, good morning, cat, dog, girl, and lady horse join. So, yeah, there's Basement 5 is in the house. I wonder if they know, hey, I'm up on the Vermont ballot, so I hope you're having a great day. Let's see what the dump-a-dump-bump. Ah, yeah, all right. Oh, that's bad. I hate to hear that. Yeah, anyway, that's just, you know, wow. Crazy stuff, right? Yes, it is. That's going on. Here's a story posted. Let me see. Let's post this. Check it out here. Posted in the host chat. By Mona Radler. Mona Radler's got a great show, Studio B, 2 to 4 p.m., 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Those Adventures of a Feral Hippie. Yeah, right before Shell Games today. Don't forget, Monday and Tuesday, she's on before Dr. James Fetzer. And Mona is on 5 days a week, one of the long-haul hosts here at Revolution Radio. LouRockwell.com, the article that she sent for everybody to look at. You know, county sheriffs, police officers, pastors, attorneys, fighting COVID lockdowns, business closing, mask mandates, and constitutional laws met in Lynchburg, Virginia on September 30th to share their strategies. The Constitutional Training Conference, sponsored by the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers, founded by former Sheriff Richard Mack. Let's see, U.S. Citizens are also invited. Were also invited. I wish I could have gone, but you know, I was I had a chest cold about that time last 2 weeks. Another one. So it's cleared up and it's almost gone, and my lungs are breaking up, and we're breathing a lot better. But yeah, so the constitutional sheriffs, and dang, I missed that. That's something I would have liked to have gone to and would have actually reported on. But yeah, the wow. It's crazy. It's crazy what our nation has become and turned into, that we have abandoned freedom for safety and security. And well, none of it is turning out in good for the American people. The World Trade Organization warns that 2021 could be extremely slow, or a sharp slowdown next year. Of course, this is the lag behind the COVID lockdown and the reshaping of the world economy. The truth is, what COVID should have shown to every nation in the world, that they must have an independent industrial manufacturing base in their own nation to supply and build wealth for their own nation. Otherwise, when they are a, a net negative importer, exporter, their country is being stripped of its wealth. The people within the country will never be able to get on their feet. They will never be able to move, have that process of move from a third world nation to a second world nation, and then into an industrialized first world nation. If they remain dependent on cheap crap from the biggest slave nations in the world, then these countries will remain destitute. There is no chance of any future. for them. I'm trying to find out if I can get tickets. I'm working on my mobile Obamagate sign. Did some more work on it yesterday. And we have Eric Trump is going to be in Wiset in North Carolina. That's between Winston-Salem and Burlington, North Carolina, right off of Interstate 40. And he's going to be at Machine Specialties at 6511 the Franz Warren Parkway. So that's where that event is going to be. And I'm trying to get tickets to take my trailer down there. Or I'm going to take it down there anyway and try to drive around if I get a lot of stuff put on it. More of the names put – more names put on it, I should say. Let's see. Ron Johnson issues a subpoena for Spygate figure, fat-ass crackhead Stephen Halper from Alexandria, Virginia. This man right here is going to be one person that will soon be dead. We all know that Stephen Halper is part of the key to unlocking when and who exactly at the DOD, the Pentagon, and the CIA put together the operation to dirty up General Flynn to start the process of creating the entrapment of Donald J. Trump in a Russia collusion delusion. The Pennsylvania State Police are being investigated for quote-unquote shoddy affidavits and minor traffic stops for searching vehicles illegally. Yes, you know, those days of, well, your light's out and your tail light's out. And when they say, you say, no, it's not. They just smash the lens and says, yes, it is out. Yeah. I was reading some chat stuff. Yeah, that's worrisome is Pat is. I'll talk to you later about that. But yeah, crazy stuff. So Pennsylvania State Police, just like here in Virginia, 4 years ago, the FBI is using stingrays to track meth and fentanyl in our area in a big drug investigation. I know people that were caught up in it. And that they were pulled over, and now they're one's in prison, one's got out of prison, but they were essentially were convicted in a parallel investigation with information that was being secured by a stingray, a federal cell phone sniffer. That pretends to be the tower. Yeah, this is what happened to these folks, I believe. And anyway, let's see. Of course, yesterday, if you didn't hear, the director of National Intelligence, Ratcliffe, declassified John Brennan's notes when he briefed Traitor 44, Barack Obama, on the intelligence that Hillary Clinton had concocted Trump-Russia collusion allegations and was going to push them forward and to draw attention away from her email scandal and the investigation, the mid-year exam. Of course, what really sank Hillary Clinton is a guy that goes by the name of Carlos Danger. Yes, Carlos Danger, you know, Anthony Weiner, who had 600,000 emails on his laptop, including one file that was labeled an insurance policy. Of course, you know, was that a insurance policy or was it, you know, an insurance policy? Also, on that laptop was evidence of child abuse, child trafficking, sex crimes with children, and other things that, you know, even New York City cops hate them.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Hey, Karl Marx. How you doing, man?
Yahoo! I am good. I'm good. I just need a little trim.
Okay. Hey, no problem. Keep it over the ears, huh?
Yeah, that is right. I want to keep the lion effect. But kind of wind blow, too, you know. I got a photo shoot. How's business, huh, Bubba?
Well, I want to thank you for sending all your socialist buddies on in here.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of trying some gel. What do you think, Bubba?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. Just a half an hour left, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on tight. We're going to give you lots of news and information. Not so much editorializing. Let's see, FBI background checks blew past the annual record as guns fly, literally flying off the shelves. That's right. A total of 2.89 million background checks were conducted in September, bringing the year to date 28.82 million people applied for a background check to get a firearm. That's right. While September was the weakest month this year since the pandemic started, it was the strongest September since the FBI began background checks more than 20 years ago. That's right. People are watching the riots. People are watching liberals threaten people, try to drag them out of their cars, destroy their property, and people want personal protection. Yeah. Of course, it's true that the police are always, you know, minutes away when death is seconds away. Sometimes you're even lucky if they show up. That has happened. But always remember, the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled that the police do not have to protect you, that the police do not have to really come into your community and protect you from the robbers and crooks and thieves and thugs, or the looters and the scooters. That's right. They don't have a legal obligation to protect you. It's up to you to protect yourself. And that's what everybody needs to understand. Let's see. Not only guns are selling fast, but the bullets that feed them too, resulting in shortages for buyers, sellers like the early days of the pandemic. Even more important for some buyers is that ammunition is selling out, said Hyatt, a gun store employee owner, right? And she said, noting that popular calibers of ammunition, 9mm, 380, 45, and 38, are increasingly hard to come by. However, if, you know, you go online, you can have cases shipped to you, no problem. You can find it. Your local store might sell out, but there's a lot of places online that won't. You know, one of the things that I do online almost every day, 7 days a week, and I watch active self-protection on YouTube. Now, of course, they're on Instagram and other social media platforms, but I just watch their YouTube channel. And I watch John Correa, and he talks about you defending yourself in different situations. Of course, he is a concealed weapons carrier and has some martial arts experience and does training and all this other stuff. But just by watching videos and seeing, one, how criminals act, and two, how you might be able to prepare yourself if you need to defend yourself. There's all kinds of information. And, you know, one of the most important things I guess I learned from that is that it's the criminal. They, you know, because they have the nefarious, you know, shit going on in their brain, whether it's robbery or just attacking you, you know, there are some pre-indicators, but sometimes there aren't. And you don't know what somebody is or isn't going to do. So you can't read a person that has malintent. You can't read their mind or know when they're going to act and create the situation. So, you know, they always get to go first, essentially. And you are, you know, in a, how should we say it? It's crazy. You have to, you have to wait for the bad guy to do something before, you know. Sometimes there might be some clues and you can preempt violence or shut somebody down, or somebody may walk in a store at the right time. And, you know, a lot of these involved handguns, of course, and rob people doing robberies and just assault and batteries and bad things. And, you know, there is a way to protect yourself. It's just you have to find out how to do that. And then, of course, practice if you get the chance to do that. Let's see what other news and information we got here. Michelle Obama says it's morally wrong and racist to say Black Lives Matter riots are violent. Boy, is she just an educated idiot? Is supposed to be a lawyer. When did she turn this shit for brains? Must be living in the White House and being in government. Turns everything you have into shit. Meanwhile, in Arizona, nursing home residents can vote by video, a judge rules. Judge ruling by video conferencing can be used to help voters in hospitals and nursing homes cast their ballots. Yeah, I believe that should be, you know, in a limited fashion for people that are, you know, that are, how should we say it, in the hospital or laid up for some reason and they can't get it out. They're isolated. You know, certainly they could use mail-in balloting. And here they're going to allow video balloting. The problem is once an exception is carved out, and if it can be taken advantage of, it gets expanded. Of course, we're waiting for ballot harvesting lawsuits to come in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Also, many other lawsuits that are going on around the country as, you know, as states are being directed to count ballots that are outside the constitutional bounds of what is written in their perspective states. Of course, it's, you know, all ballots are supposed to be cast and in by the end of election day. However, judges are ordering mail-in ballots to be counted as out, far out as 10 days after the election. Sounds like an opportunity, doesn't it? Now, 32 people have been sickened in the White House COVID-19 outbreak. Dr. Fauci says it could have been prevented. However, you know, there's a lot of things we could have and would have should have done, including shut China down at Christmas time. And China should have been barred from sending in China should have been put under an international quarantine and no goods, no services, nobody would be allowed to leave China. Yeah. Craziness, isn't it? Meanwhile, David Yaff Bellany on Bloomberg Quinnet newspapers, Bloomberg Businessweek, is talking about how liberals are now weighing a jurisdiction stripping to rein in the Supreme Court. In other words, they're going to use language in a bill in Congress that argues that they can make clear and unequivocal, there's clear and unequivocal language in Article 3 of the Constitution, which gives the Congress the authority to shield certain laws from Supreme Court review. Now, today, Democrats, you know, are essentially trying to institute segregation, discrimination of people by the basis of their skin color, their nationality, their sexual orientation. What Democrats are doing, Democrats, as politicians do, try to create carve-outs to their for their special interests. Democrats, government doesn't work for them. They vote to change your government. They vote to change the rights that you have in that government because they don't believe you should have those rights. They don't believe that the Bill of Rights should actually exist because it applies equally to everybody. And see, that's the biggest threat to Democrats in general. Yeah. Meanwhile, Netflix has been indicted by a Tyler County, Texas grand jury for their induced promotion of lewd visual material depicting a child over the movie Cuties, which depicts 11-year-old girls, learning to perform sexualized dance moves with a plot wrapped loosely around it. This is aggravated child pornography, and some people would call it art. According to the indictment, Netflix knowingly promoted visual material which depicts the lewd exhibition of the genitals or public area of a clothed or partially clothed child who is younger than 18 years of age, which appeals to the prurient interest in sex and has no serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. They've missed one of the values there, the moral corruption that is needed to turn America's youth into who in the hell knows what today. That infernal revenue service is being investigated again for using location data without a warrant. The IRS used smartphone location data from a contractor to try and track Americans without a warrant. The body tasked with oversight of the IRS announced in a letter that it will investigate the agency's use of location data harvested from ordinary apps installed on people's phones. Of course, what they are doing is they're buying the information from the third parties, that programs that you allow on your phone. You hacked yourself because you wanted to play some game, and you're too stupid to know that that the app itself has permission to access everything in your phone, that you unknowingly gave that permission. Yeah. There's serious problems with the Infernal Revenue Service. If we paid just a flat tax, no deductions for anybody, no deductions for your mortgage interest payments of $60,000 or $80,000 a year in some cases, no tax write-off because you lost money the year before, the year before, the year before, and you're writing off your losses from the past so you don't have to pay now. None of that horse shit. And I think one of the other things that we can do, which will never happen, and I understand that, is to eliminate corporations as they exist today. It's one of the few things we can do. Corporate America, you must call balls and let corporations to two things as they were originally. They have to be for the benefit, direct benefit of the people, and they can only exist for a limited amount of time. It's not like the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission. Yeah, I'll bet at one time they said that was going to be temporary. But oh, hell no. Man, you know, listen, once a toll road becomes a toll road, you know, do you ever notice the road gets shittier and you have to pay more to drive on it? Yeah, it's crazy stuff, isn't it? Hey, good morning there, Captain Fred and Dry Fly Guy and Wally and Factor Theory. Steven just joined us. Jer Bear's in the chat room. Hey, good morning there, Monster. I hope you're having a great day. So everybody, remember RevolutionRadioFreedomSlips.com. Yeah, we try to bring you the truth that the mainstream bullshit machine will, well, they'll try to BS you with some line of hawk hooey. Yeah. Meanwhile, it should have never taken this long, but a Texas grand jury has cleared 71-year-old Jack Wilson, who last year shot Keith Kinnaman in the head after he walked into their church and with a fake wig and sunglasses and the trench coat on. Of course, he pulled out a gun. Keith Kinnaman pulled out a gun and started shooting. And Jack Wilson, a 71-year-old firearm instructor, was providing security at the church at the time, standing in the back, you know, with his gun ready because of these anti-Christian retarded liberals want to come in and shoot people. Wilson shot Kinnaman in the head from about 30 feet. He said, "It took a second because I didn't have a clear window," referring to church members who were jumping and going chaotic. You know, they were standing up and I had to wait about a half a second or a second before to get my shot. I fired one shot and the subject went down. Yeah, and, you know, that's good. You know, these people who are going in and trying to shoot innocents, you know, they need to be, well, dispatched in a post-haste fashion when they pull out their gun and they start shooting at people. Yeah. Should never have taken a year for a man who saved people's lives to be exonerated by law enforcement and the system. That's just effing horseshit. What else we got here? Liberal insanity. Defund the Walter Reed Hospital. That's right. As liberals melt down because Donald Trump is back in the White House, and the insanity, you know, was the determination that the president would continue to recover, you know, at the White House and not in the hospital. Oh, my. I don't think it's very smart to send a COVID active person outside of a negative containment area. Now, the other piece of this whole question is it all a psyop lie? People are just, well, loony and silly. Jennifer Vote Early Rubin, a loony liberal, a 74-year on Twitter, said a 74-year-old obese man with COVID might have lung damage and a pattern of disregarding medical advice is returned to an environment in which he may affect others. What planet does this colony inhabit? Talking about the Walter Reed doctor. Where is the rest of Walter Reed, the VP? They are remarkable cowards. You know who's the remarkable coward? You, Jennifer, because you're too stupid to be stupid. The truth is, the government has never said they do not want you to get the COVID-19. The only thing the government and Fauci and the rest of the sons of bitches have said, we don't want you all to get it at once. It turns out from the mortality rates that I'd almost be willing to bet that the disease itself is going to be safer than the vaccine. Because the liberals and their psyops have captured the minds and the ideas of these so-called medical professionals and political professionals who believe it's their job to act as mommy and daddy to everybody. They act as that freedom is risk-free. Freedom is never risk-free. These are the same people that would approve drugs that would kill a certain amount of the population. And that's okay because it's not too toxic. It's just slightly toxic. These are the same assholes that they put malformin and whatever it was in milk, or it was in cows contaminated. Yeah, crazy stuff. Meanwhile, remember when the media gave Russiagate front page coverage for years? Now it even actually refuses to cover FBI agents' quotes. Yeah, that's, you know, the fourth estate, the so-called media, whatever you want to define it as today. Of course, print, radio, television, internet, smartphone media. One of the fastest and biggest growing medias where people get information on their little phone, on their smarty phone. Remember, smartphones today are more powerful than the computers we had 10 years ago, even, that the average person was buying and using. Computing power is big. Anyway, the media today is refusing to cover the Trump-Russia collusion exposures. Cocaine Attorney General William Barr. Of course, the reason I say that is he was H.W. Bush's attorney general when H.W. Bush and other contractors were bringing in tons of cocaine into the United States that Herbert Walker and Jeb and George Bush were all involved in the cocaine trafficking. Barry Seal paid for his life. The three Colombians that did it believed they were working for Ollie North and H.W. Bush. Nobody wants to say the truth today. Nobody wants to be honest about what is really going on in our country. And it really is because they all have skin in the game. That the mainstream media reporters and news anchors on ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News even, CNN, where the lies are continual all day long, they have tens of millions of dollars. In some cases, companies that have billions of dollars wrapped up in stuff are going out of their way to tell you how to think and what to think. You need to think for yourself and think consciously. So the subconscious programming from the downloaded media that has been installed in your system, so you can overcome it, you must write your own self in the consciousness. You cannot let your subconscious drive the world that you're living in. Anyway, so we got less than a minute here. Coming up next is Bruce McDonald. Bruce McDonald from living in Costa Rica. Coming in next. Remember to support Revolution Radio. Listener supported, commercial free, truth is what we seek. God bless you. Good day. And good night. We'll be right back.
Revolution.